We're now joined by a man who will be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame when he is eligible. And that, of course, is now Odyssey NFL insider Patrick Peterson, who is the host of the Odyssey Original Podcast, First and Pod. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. Patrick Peterson here with us. Pat, appreciate the time. How you been, my man?
Man, I've been doing great, Zach. And yourself?
I've been fantastic. Can't complain. Let me start you off with the team that you last played for, and that's the Steelers. They had this whole conversation, when do you put Russell Wilson back on the field? I kind of been approaching it that I want to keep on seeing Justin Fields play, but I feel like Mike Tomlin is inevitably going to go back to Russell Wilson at some point. Give me your analysis on the Steelers quarterback controversy.
You know, I think at some point, I think coach is going to go back to Russell, just depending on what happens, you know, this week and moving forward. This is the first week that Russell was able to participate in, you know, full participate in practice. So that's a sign that he's getting much healthier than he has been. But, you know, it's kind of hard for Justin, you know, not to continue to be the starting quarterback if he's winning ball games. You know, so you don't never want to take the football out of a hot hand. But coach is one of the best to do it. You know, he knows when the proper time is, if it is the proper time to make a quarterback change. You know, he's been doing that for the last 5-6 years, you know, with the quarterback room. So he's familiar with the situation. I trust that he'll make the right decision for his football team to help those guys go out there and continue to compete.
When I look at the AFC North, I know the record may not indicate it, but I do think the Ravens are the best team in that division. Yep. As a defensive player, and you being a great defensive player in this league, a three-time first-team All-Pro, an all-decade team member, how would you even approach the Baltimore Ravens right now with what Lamar and Derrick Henry are doing?
Man, it's so tough right now because Lamar is starting to become a much more efficient passer. We already know what he can do with his legs. You know, so he's a monster in himself. And now you're adding another future Hall of Famer to their roster at the running back position in Derrick Henry. And now he's the leading rusher in the NFL, which he has been, you know, during the last couple seasons throughout the NFL season. So it's hard to game plan for those guys, man. The only thing that you got to hope for is that they have an off day. They have an off day and their shoelaces are a little loose and not tied up correctly to where they can, you know, run the ball all over the yard. Just it's almost their offense is almost unstoppable at this point because they have such an efficient run game, and that just opens up that play action passing game for them to get those receivers down the field. So at this point, the way the Baltimore Ravens are playing right now, I know the record don't, you know, pretty much reflect that, but they are playing like the best team in football. And I know the Kansas City Chiefs are undefeated, but they are playing like the last 2 weeks, they're playing like the best football, best team in the NFL right now.
And right now, if I'm Lamar Jackson, I'm not letting any stone go unturned. I'm getting into Harbaugh's office, the GM's office as well, and I'm saying, go get me a number one wide receiver. Go get me Davante Adams. And if I'm Davante Adams, Patrick Peterson, I'd much rather go to Baltimore right now than the mess that is the New York Jets.
No doubt about it. That's probably the best scenario for him, especially knowing Davante playing golf with him in the off season. You know, he want to have an opportunity to win a championship, and if the Baltimore Ravens are able to pull that trade off, they'll probably be the Super Bowl favorites, you know, because now they'll have a dynamic, you know, weapon at each level at the skill position. So that'll definitely make their offense that much more unstoppable. But we'll see what happens here in the next couple of weeks before November 5th.
Yeah, and I follow you on Instagram, so I see you're getting out on the links a lot when the weather's still nice. How's your golf game been going?
My golf game has been going great, Zach. It's getting right back in the shape of form before I had my kids. So I'm trending down right now. I started at a five before right when I got out of the season, about at a three right now. So I'm trending in the right direction, Zach.
Wow. You know, you make that seem so effortlessly. Like you have a five and a three hand. I would love to be able to do something like that. I can't even – if I'm not five over through the first two holes, I'm extremely happy, Patrick Peterson. So how about your future? Like, all right, it's one thing to not be there for training camp. It's one thing to not be there for the first few weeks of the regular season. Are you definitely done if, like, a team, like, I don't know, Minnesota calls you and say, hey, Pat, you want to join us for the second half of the season? Is this done with the NFL, or are you still leaving the book open?
Man, I'm still leaving the book open, Zach. I'm still training. I'm still working out because, you know, my mind is still in it. It's not like I cannot physically, you know, play or I feel like I can't physically give my best. You know, I feel like I still have, you know, enough in the tank to help a team win. But, you know, that decision is out of my hands, you know. So for the most part, you know, I'm doing everything that I need to do just in case the phone do ring.
So Kansas City, Minnesota, you know, Detroit, Baltimore, I mean, any of these teams listening, give Patrick a call is what I'm hearing.
Exactly.
Patrick Peterson here with us. How about the Eagles? They're coming off a bye week. It seems like the coach and the quarterback tried to get on the same page during the bye week and have some conversations. That's a team that has a lot of talent, Patrick Peterson, but right now I feel like they have a team chemistry problem.
Yeah, I definitely see the team chemistry problem, and just Jalen is not playing, you know, Jalen football. You know, he's kind of, you know, turning into what we saw towards the back half of last season, far as, you know, turning the ball over, missing throws, and that's what we've been seeing, you know, for the most part the last 2 weeks of the season. So hopefully during this bye week they're able to, you know, flush out all of those mistakes, flush out all of those mishaps, and get back to winning football. Because like you said, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles is a very, very talented football team. They're just not playing like it. I know injuries have they suffer some injuries in the receiver room, on the offensive line, in the back end a little bit as well with a new defensive coordinator. So there's a lot of new pieces in on the defensive side of the ball. But I feel like this bye week with the talent that they have, they really took advantage of it, and hopefully they can hit this second half of the season rolling.
What, are you going on a trip? You got the private jet around? I hear something in the background. I know you're you have the bankroll to be able to fly private.
No, I'm just on a birthday trip right now with my wife. Her birthday's tomorrow, so had to step away for a little bit to talk with you for a little bit, Zach.
Well, why the heck are you talking to me if it's your wife's birthday? What are we doing? That's not a smart decision.
Hey, this might be my new job. So I got to continue getting my reps. Yeah,
that is true. Patrick Peterson here with us. I'll let you run in a few moments. How about Detroit and Dallas? This is a huge spot for Dallas. They've been terrible at home, and the Lions, I think right now they're the best team in the NFC. How do you see that game playing out on Sunday?
Yeah, this is kind of a revenge game for the Detroit Lions. You know, they felt like they let one slip away. Well, the refs let one slip away from them I think that was Thanksgiving, I believe, down in Dallas. So this is going to be a huge game for both teams, you know, because, you know, Dallas is kind of struggling at home right now. Detroit is trying to reclaim, you know, what they feel that is theirs, which is the NFC right now. You know, so it's going to be a great game. A lot is at stake. I believe the Detroit Lions is going to come out on top. Just every time you want to give that inch of hope, and it's a big game for the Cowboys, it just always seems to let you down. So I like the Detroit Lions just because I think it's going to be a revenge game for them, and they're going to give it all they got to remind the Dallas Cowboys that they got away with one last year.
So I know the Vikings, they haven't lost a game yet. The Commanders are hot to start the year. Eagles, like we said, have been up and down. Do you feel like Detroit and San Francisco, those are still the two best teams in the NFC, or you go elsewhere? Who are the two best teams in the NFC, in your opinion?
The two best teams in the NFC is Minnesota and San Francisco, in my opinion. Just because what Minnesota's been able to do on all three phases, the defense is playing lights out. Sam Darnold is playing at an MVP level. And the special teams has been, you know, just as consistent as the other two units. And San Francisco, you know, they're just beat up right now with the injury bug as well and not finishing games. But this pretty much the way they're starting the season now has been San Francisco MO, you know, starting the season off slow and pretty much finishing off strong. So, in my opinion, the best two teams in the NFC is the Minnesota Vikings and the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, and I look at Minnesota. I know everyone talks about Kevin O'Connell, and probably Brian Flores won't get another head coaching job in this league. He should.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, because of the lawsuit and all that stuff. And, you know, the Tua situation, I think both parties were at fault to some extent. But, man, Flores, what he's been able to do with that defense has been really impressive.
No doubt about it. And the way he's been able to confuse the league's top quarterbacks. You know, hell, Aaron Rodgers threw three interceptions, two in the first half, something that's never happened. C.J. Stroud had probably one of the worst games of his career. Brock Purdy didn't perform well. You know, so all the top teams, he pretty much put a stamp on that game with his defense, and the offense just, you know, pretty much racked up points. You know, so what that defense has been able to do on a weekend and week out basis has just been remarkable. And it's also been fun to watch. See Gilmore still out there making plays. Byron Murphy, who I played with in Arizona, out there making plays. Harrison Smith still flying around. Harrison Phillips being an anchor for the defensive line. You know, so in the young pass rushers that they have, I really, really like that team out there in Minnesota. Let's see if they can keep it going.
Yeah, I don't know if they need you, man, but I'd like to see you return if you are to Minnesota. I think that'd be fun.
Oh, yeah, I would like to be there too, man. I know it. You know, I love the coaching staff there. You know, me and Coach Kevin had the opportunity to build a solid relationship over the 9 months that I was with him. And it's just a great feel and a great organization to be around, great guys to be around and show up to go to work with every day.
Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart, Kroger, or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Before we get you on out of here, Bills and the Jets. You take a look at the Jets. They fired their coach, Robert Saleh. Olbrich's going to take over. Nathaniel Hackett's been demoted. He's not going to be calling the plays. Is there any optimism here for the Jets, or is this just a bad offensive line, a quarterback looking like he's 40 on one leg, and this team's just not going to meet what people thought they could do this year?
Yeah, I don't think the team is going to meet what people thought they were going to do. They can't protect Aaron Rodgers. We all see that he can still spin it, but if he can't protect him, he can't get the ball to his receivers. They're missing the number two receiver. The running game is not, you know, really, you know, opening up the passing lanes behind the linebackers for Aaron. You know, so it just, to me, it just seemed like an inevitable situation that's going to get better. but the thing I will say is Aaron, he's one of those guys when his back is against the wall, he always finds a way to, you know, push the crowd away from him. So it's going to be interesting to see how this all plays out, but I don't think that the Jets are going to make any improvement by the coaching changes and, you know, demoting Nathaniel Hackett from the play call. And it's just going to be, to me, it's going to be too much uncertainty and trying to get back on the same page, but we'll see.
That's Odyssey NFL insider Patrick Peterson, host of Odyssey Original Podcast First and Pod with my guy Andrew Filippone. I was on that pod for about a week, and then they were like, all right, Patrick Peterson's ready to go to be a star, so we'll say goodbye to Zach. Insider calls are brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. Mayo game day, be delicious. Do me a favor, because you're a friend. Next time it's your wife's birthday, don't yep. come on with us, all right?
Hey, so just do this for me. Mm-hmm. Just say happy birthday, Anthony.
The first name again?
Antonique.
Oh, Antonique. Happy birthday, Antonique.
Thank you.
You got it. And you know what? Pat P is the man. The absolute man. He's the best. Have a lot of fun wherever you guys are. Appreciate it.
Yes,
thanks
sir,
so much. There he is. Pat Peterson joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on the Infinity Sports Network. All righty. Fun stuff with him.